大家好.
Welcome to another episode of the Convo Club, the Mandarin podcast where you get to talk back. If you like us, a free way to show your love is to subscribe, rate, review, and best of all, to share us with others you know. If you'd like to connect with us, send us a message at ChineseConvoClub@gmail.com. I'm your host, Lindy, aka Ling Jie, and here with me, as always, is my lovely co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好, 我是Vicky, 很高兴又回到我们的节目。 感谢大家对我们的支持，也欢迎您订阅、评论和转发。如果您有什么问题，或者想和我们进一步的交流，也欢迎您发邮件到我们的邮箱。All
right, and how are you doing today?
还好，不错。你呢？ 你今天怎么样？
我今天也很好。And actually, I'm very excited because 今天对话的灵感来自于我个人的经历。哦，听起来很有意思。
那到底是什么经历呢?
Well, I was going to ask you, so it was sort of a wrong number situation, but I think it was on purpose, a wrong number. But anyway, how do you say wrong number?
一般如果有人打给你电话，你说打错电话了，或者如果有人发信息给你，你可以回他说发错电话了。Okay.
So is there one that just means wrong number, but it could be for either one?
那你可以直接说号码错了。Okay,
号码错了。 So like, oh, 对不起, 你的号码错了。That's probably not right.
其实我们一般就会说打错电话，打错号码了，或者是发错号码了，或者是发错电话了。Okay,
all right, so then it has to be either one. It has to be either you called the wrong number or, oh, sorry, you texted the wrong number.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's see what it is in this case. Before we go on, let's go through our vocabulary section.
调整.
To adjust.
协调.
To coordinate.
查看.
To look over, to examine.
素质.
Person of good character, a person who has inner quality, integrity.
土生土长.
Born and raised.
输入,
to input.
误打误撞,
accidentally, unintentionally.
冒失.
In this context, it is careless, but it can also mean rash, abrupt, or reckless.
打扰,
to disturb, to bother someone.
问候,
to extend greetings to.
祝福,
wishes.
好的，那么下面让我们来听一听今天的对话吧。好的。林医生您好，我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李，您可以帮我把时间调整到下午吗？因为工作原因，想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点，您看可以吗？
你好，你好像发错了电话，我不是林医生。谢谢你，我去查看一下号码，祝你周末愉快。没事啊，祝你周末愉快。谢谢，你也是，太客气了，很有素质。
看你好像也是华人。不客气，其实我不是华人，土生土长的美国人，但是在中国学习过一段时间。不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了，我的冒失没有打扰到您吧？看你的中文很好的。
你很厉害。没事，我得走了，马上要和家人出去吃饭，也希望你找到林医生。好的，祝你玩得愉快。你有
WhatsApp 吗？我加你，以后有空互相学习和交流。
第二天，5月14号星期天， 下午5:09。
轻轻的问候，深深的祝福。昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思。祝你母亲节日快乐。
5月16号，星期二，下午3:59。
谢谢，您是个善良有素质的人。我在加州，您在哪个州？出门在外，注意安全。
Let's get into what happened here. So the person who contacts me, what do they say?
他说，林医生您好，我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。
Okay, so the first thing is, you know, like I was kind of saying in the beginning, this is something that happened to me. And this was a text message that I got in Chinese around this time last year. 林医生您好。我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。So, hello, Dr. Ling. I'm Xiao Li, the person who made an appointment 2 days ago for a checkup on Tuesday morning. Before we go too much further, I want to ask you one thing. He says, or this person says, could be a she. 我是前两天预约在周二早上, blah, blah, blah. What is the difference between 前两天 and 两天前? Or are they the same?
不一样。Mm-hmm. 两天以前是 more specific, like 2 days ago.
Okay.
So 前两天这里的两不是 necessary just 2 days, like, you know, a few days ago. So 前两天或者前几天它的意思是一样的。
Okay. So if I understand this right, 两天前 is 2 days ago. Exactly. So if today is Thursday, then I'm talking about Tuesday.If it is, okay, if it is 前两天, it's more like within the last 2 days. Is that right? It could have been exactly 2 days ago on Tuesday, but it could have been also maybe on Wednesday.
No, not necessarily within the last 2 days. So 前两天 just means 前几天, just means several days ago.
Okay. All right. So in English, I think we tend to say the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the person who called you the other day, and it's very non-specific. So would you say...前几天,前两天, it kind of serves this function, like, oh, the other day.
对,可以。Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, good to know. So, I'm the person who called you the other day and made an appointment for Tuesday morning for a checkup. Okay, so what's the next part?
您可以帮我把时间调整到下午吗?
Can you help me adjust the time to the afternoon?Which we wouldn't quite say it that way, but that's kind of the translation there. So, 调整, what are the tones there?
调, 二声, 整, 三声, 调整.
Okay, to adjust. 你可以帮我把时间调整到. Do we need to usually say 到 after 调整?
应该用, like, a, you know, change it to. 啊，这个到就是 to 的意思.
Okay.So change it to the afternoon. And then this person who claims that they are Xiao Li goes on to say what?
因为工作原因想协调一下,把时间定到下午三点,您看可以吗?
So then this person says because of work reasons, 想协调一下. So 协调, what are the tones?
协是二声,调也是二声.
Okay.I believe you were explaining to me before that this word 协调, to coordinate, that you don't say it so much in mainland China. It's more like a word commonly used in Taiwan.
Yeah, I guess when we speak, we normally don't say kind of like a formally. So 协调, feel like a, so it's either from a Taiwan area or it's just like a bit formal for you to speak.
Well, is this because it's 林医生? Like they're supposedly contacting a doctor? Is that the reason?
That could be, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because I kind of like this word also, 协调, to coordinate. I don't think I've used it before, but maybe because it's so formal. But if I were to say it in English, usually it has something to do with scheduling. Like, you and I want to do something together. Let's see if we can coordinate our schedules.Do you have any way to kind of use this word here in Chinese or to use it in that way?
Yeah, if we both want to do something at some time, we're making a plan. Normally, we'll say, 如果我们都有时间，然后, you know, 我们一起去吃中国饭吧。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you wouldn't say anything like, let's coordinate our schedules and find a time to go have dinner.
Yeah, it's not like normal or common to say it to your friend or family.
Okay, 没有协调而没有什么我们安排一下，没有这样的词。
安排其实还比较常用，比协调更常用。如果你要是说我们去 K 歌吧，然后你的朋友可以说好主意，我来安排。So,
like, I'll make the arrangements.
对。
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. 接下来, this person says, 我想协调一下,把时间定到下午三点。Basically, change the time, right? What is this 定到?
定下来的定, kind of like a decide, make a decision. 有的时候我们会说把时间定到什么时候。It's like, you know, you put the time to...3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay, isn't it kind of definite? Like, 定到, like, let's definitely do this at 3 o'clock, basically.
你也可以这么理解。You can also, mm-hmm. you know, think that way. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I think of the expression, oh, 就怎么说定了, right? Like, oh, it's a plan, oh, it's decided, it's fixed. So that's kind of how I think mm-hmm. of it. Okay, 定到下午三点, so let's set it to the afternoon at 3 o'clock.您看可以吗? So is that okay? Anyway, so I get this text message and I'm reading it and I'm like, why am I getting this Chinese message? Why is this person calling me 林医生? So I returned the message.
你好像发错了电话。我不是林医生。
Very simple, except I will make a confession here. I didn't say 你好像发错了电话。I said 你好像打错了电话。Kind of what we were talking about at the beginning, because that was the word I knew. I wasn't sure how to say, oh, you sent the text message or you sent a text message to the wrong person. I only knew how to say you called the wrong number, but I figured they would get the point, which they did. Okay, so if it's a text message, you say, 发错了电话, right?
Mm-hmm, 对,因为 if we make a phone call, we say 打电话。If you send body text message, you will say 发短信.
Yeah, so it's a different verb.
对。
Mm-hmm, okay. So then the person responds, 谢谢你,我去查看一下号码,祝你周末愉快。So we have the word 查看. And I was wondering, could the person just not say 查? Could they just say 我去看一下号码? Like, I'll go look at the number.
也可以，这个地方你可以说我去查一下号码，我去看一下号码，都可以。
Okay.
对。
Is it different if you say 查看 versus 看？
看，其实更多的就是 take a look, use your eyes. 然后查 kind of like more like, you know, check it out, do some kind of investigation.
Okay.
所以在这个地方你可以用哪一个都行。
It has a little bit of that, I'm going to go look it up.Feel to it. I'm gonna go check the number.
对、mm-hmm. 是的
Okay, I'm gonna go check. 查看一下号码 All right, and then they say, 祝你周末愉快 So do people normally say that? Like,wish you a good weekend or have a good weekend. Is that a normal way to end a text message?
好像一般我们不会这么说
Really? Okay, so they're being a little extra friendly.
是的这个骗子很有礼貌
Yes, I guess they need to be. So then I reply, okay, 没事啊, no problem. 祝你周末愉快。So hope you have a good weekend. Then they texted me back, and what did they say?
谢谢,你也是太客气了,很有素质。
Okay, 你也是太客气了。I know we've kind of looked at the sentence structure before. If you say 也太的的的了, it's kind of like something is even more than what you imagined.你也是太客气了。You're even more polite than I can imagine. Can I think of it that way?
Uh-huh, 是的,是的。
Okay. And then 很有素质。Now, this word, first of all, what are the tones?
素,是四声。质也是四声。素质。
I've had many, many Chinese friends ask me how to say that word in English. because, you know, I've looked in the dictionary, they looked in the dictionary, and there never really seems to be a great translation. If you were translating this in English, how would you do it?
我觉得是不是就会说 it's very nice of you?
I guess so, but it's like, okay, 很有素质. So you're kind of speaking to my character, right? Like you're a very kind person, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
But it also seems a little bit different than kind.
对，素质这个词有很多的不同的意思、
mm-hmm.
但是如果你翻译成英文直接翻译就有点奇怪、
mm-hmm. Okay, what is 素 by itself? 维素吧 Isn't that vitamins? 维素
哦哦，维生素
Is that the same 素？
对对对这个你这个问题很难回答因为它有很多不同的意思、
mm-hmm.
比如说维生素啊。或者比如说我吃素 like 素菜、
mm-hmm.
like I'm a vegetarian 是素菜的素如果他穿着一身白色的衣服那你也可以说他穿着一身素色的衣服这个地方就是说是白色 like white
OK
还有就是比如说他很朴素那个就指的是 very simple very you know 他穿的衣服很朴素 like he wears simple clothes
OK
这个素还有一个意思就是 element
啊、oh, okay.
维生素的素可能就是这个意思这个 element
OK
and then maybe 这个地方也可能是这个意思 so 质 means a quality so your element your character has good quality
yes yeah and that's definitely how we defined it when we were going through the vocabulary words so Su, you have an element of 质, of quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So yeah, it is hard to translate because we just wouldn't really say that to a person normally, like, oh, you are a person of good quality. But it seems like it's very normal in Chinese, right? Would you normally say this to somebody?
对，一般我们要是说有一个人他没有礼貌，我们就会说他非常没有素质。
Ah, okay, they're a big jerk.
但是好像你一般很少夸一个人说很有素质、
mm.
就是很少
Okay.
但是你可以说、哎、这个人真没素质那意思就是没有教养 Like, you know, don't have a good manner.
Right, very unrefined kind of thing. Okay, so this person, 这个骗子他说我很有素质 And then they were not done 表扬我 praising me. They said, 看你好像也是华人。All right, a few questions in there. 华人, I know that's a Chinese person. Is that a Chinese person who was born and raised outside of China? Or is it somebody who was born, maybe grew up in China, but then moved to a different country?
华人, my understanding is, you know, just Chinese.
Okay, all right. But it seems like if we are in China...That person wouldn't say, oh, 看来你也是个华人, right? Wouldn't they say, 看来你也是个中国人? So do you need to be outside of China for somebody to call you a 华人?
I think, you know, 华人 is just a larger concept of the Chinese group.
Mm-hmm.
If you're outside of China, it's just easier, you know, to call somebody, if they look like Chinese, they speak Chinese, mm-hmm. you can just say, 你是个华人。If you're in China, you know, 99.9% of people are in China.
right.
It's weird. It's weird to say, 你是个华人。
Okay. All right. Well, the reason why I ask is because there's another word, 华侨. And I think there's a difference between 华人 and 华侨. But I cannot remember what it is.
华侨 definitely not. I don't think they're the Chinese citizens.华侨 could be the green card holder or the Chinese with a American passport.
Okay.
Because 侨 actually means living. You know, 华 is a Chinese and 侨 actually means living someplace else, like, you know, outside of China.
Okay. All right. So 华人 is a little bit more ambiguous. I'm just mm-hmm. Chinese or of Chinese ancestry, I believe. 华侨 is...I'm a Chinese person who doesn't live in China. It's more specific.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Makes sense. Okay, this person says, 看你好像也是华人. So are they trying to say, you are 也是华人 like me, like I'm a 华人 and 你好像也是华人。
Uh-huh. So they're just trying to figure out, I think because they don't know who you are, they're just trying to figure out to confirm you're also a Chinese.
Okay. All right. Okay. So then I said, 不客气,其实我不是华人, so I am not a Chinese person. 土生土长的美国人。Can you say that?
土生土长。土生土长的美国人。
All right, so 土 as in earth.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, third tone. Earth born, earth raised. That's kind of an interesting expression.
对。
Is it an idiom?
对,可以说是个成语吧,土生土长。
Mm-hmm.
It just means, you know, I'm born here and raised here, grow up here.、
Mm-hmm.
土生土长。
Yes, I'm a person of the earth. 土生土长的美国人, so born and raised here.
I guess, you know, 土生土长, you know, I was born and raised in this land, so probably easier to remember.
Okay.
Yeah. 土, earth or land.
Got it, got it. All right, and then what is the rest of that?
但是在中国学习过一段时间。
But I studied in China for a time. Why do I say 过 instead of 了?但是我在中国学习了一段时间。Can I say that also?
也可以。这个过是 associated with you have done something.、
Mm-hmm.
If you want to emphasize you've been to China, 我去过中国、I have tried this food. 我吃过这种饭。
Mm-hmm.
So 过 is like have done something. 这个是一个 fixed way to say things.
So I have studied in China before.For a time,、
mm-hmm.
一段时间。All right, and then the person who I'm pretty sure at this point I know they're a 骗子, a scammer. So what do they say?
不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了。
Let's just stop right there. So they say, sorry, I entered the wrong number and sent you this message by mistake. So 不好意思, you know, sorry, 的确。的确 is like certainly, right?
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Okay, indeed. Yeah. 的确是我输入, so I put in or input, 输入错了号码, put in the wrong number. I like what they say next, which is 误打误撞发错信息给你了. Is that another idiom or what is that?
对,它可以是一个成语,误打误撞,
mm-hmm.
accidentally.
Okay.Can you give some other examples?
你可以说我误打误撞跑进了男厕所。
You know what? I've done that once or twice. I've done that. That means I accidentally walked into the men's bathroom. Yeah,
uh-huh,
I've done that.
对。或者是我误打误撞发现了他的秘密。都可以。
Okay, I accidentally found out her secret.All right, is there anything kind of reckless in that? Or is it just, is there anything careless? Or is it just kind of like, oh, this happened by accident?
I guess just like happened by accident.
Okay. The next part of it is, 发错信息给你了. So I accidentally sent you the wrong message. Okay. And then what is the next thing they say?
我的冒失没有打扰到您吧。
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like this word, 冒失. So what are the tones?
冒、是四声，失是一声。
Okay.
冒失。
All right. And in Playco, it says reckless. But I thought it was really odd to translate that as, you know, oh, I hope I didn't bother you with my recklessness. Because reckless would be, in, at least in our understanding of it, I'm drunk and then I get in a car and I drive like 100 miles an hour. But sending somebody the wrong message...冒失, does it really rise to the level of recklessness in Chinese, or is it really more of a, you know, oh, I carelessly did this thing?
Yeah, it's more like a carelessly.
Mm-hmm.
对。
All right. I hope I didn't bother you with my carelessness, basically. And then they said what?
看你中文很好的,你很厉害。
Okay. 你很厉害。I've never really found a great English equivalent for this word either.But when I was studying Chinese long ago in China, I would sort of think of it as, you're the man, like, 你很厉害, you're so great. It's interesting how they say, 看你中文很好的. Is that normal to put the 的 after 很好，看你中文很好的。
哦，也可以，看你中文很好，看你中文很好的，
嗯，
都行。
OK， 是不是有一点台湾腔？
有一点，对对对。
Yeah, that's why it seems different to me. It seems like on the mainland, people don't quite use 的 as often.
嗯哼，所以你说没事，我得走了。马上要和家人出去吃饭，也希望你找到林医生。
Yes, so at this point, I definitely knew that this person was not, in fact, looking for 林医生. And I just said, okay, I need to go. I'm going out with my family to have dinner. And I hope you find Dr. Ling. So one question here. This was on the weekend when I got this text message. Is it normal for people to make appointments with their doctors on the weekend?
I don't think so. If you're in China, you do not need to make an appointment at all.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in the US, you got to follow the rules here, right?
Right. That's true. So. That is true. Okay, well, later on, this person claims that they live in California, which we are going to get to that part, actually. Let's see. What is the next thing that the 骗子 sends to me?
骗子说，好的，祝你玩得愉快。你有 WhatsApp 吗？我加你，以后有空互相学习和交流。
All right, have fun. Do you have WhatsApp? I was surprised they didn't ask me about WeChat, because that's the Chinese equivalent.
Because the target, their target is Chinese people living in America,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Okay,
yeah.
Maybe that's why. So I will add you, 我加你。And then later on, we can learn and study and communicate with each other. And I'm just like, yeah, that's really not a great idea. And I did not answer them. The next day, 第二天. So the date was 5月14号星期天. So it was Sunday, around 5 o'clock. And this is where it really got a little weird to me. What did they say?
轻轻的问候
Seems kind of weird to you, I can tell.
轻轻的问候，深深的祝福。昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思。祝你母亲节日快乐。
Okay. All right, I'm just going to translate this really quick. Gentle greetings and deep blessings. So that's 轻轻的问候 and 深深的祝福。I'm sorry for disturbing you yesterday. I wish you a happy Mother's Day. Man, they're so polite. But it's weird. It's very like poetically being polite to me. I don't know. Yeah. That seems a little strange.
很奇怪了。好像是在跟你念一首诗一样。
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, okay, I did not reply. 怎么说呢?我
没回他。啊,没回他。
Okay, 我没回他。All right, then the next day. Was it the next day? No, it was 16号. 5月16号,星期二. So on a Tuesday at 3:59 in the afternoon, they said one last thing to me, which was
谢谢,您是个善良有素质的人。我在加州。您在哪个州?出门在外,注意安全。
So they said, thank you for being a kind and quality person.I'm in California. Which state are you in? And then the last statement is something like, please stay safe out there, which was 出门在外注意安全. And I just wanted to ask, is that a common thing to say? Is that kind of like, take care? Does it have that same kind of usage to it?
I don't think it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
So 出门在外注意安全, normally...When you're about to go for a trip, your families, your friends will normally say this.
Mm.
But, you know, if you're just staying at home or, you know, you simply just go to grocery store, I don't think ever people don't say that.
Interesting.
That sounds very strange.
Okay. So they said that to me and it sounds like I'm going on a trip. Why do you think they would say that?
I think they just want to start a conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you don't get back to them. They just figure out different ways to initiate another conversation with you.
I see. So then I can quickly 回答说, 我不出去旅游。I'm not traveling anywhere. So, yeah. Oh, you're not? Oh, I was wrong about that. And then another conversation starts. 很有意思。
我有一个朋友说最近接到了一个骗子的电话。Mm-hmm. 然后骗子一上来就问他是做什么的。然后他回答说我是 FBI 的。
And then?
然后他说骗子就生气了，然后就开始骂他。
Oh, really?
Yes, okay. They're mad.
Mm-hmm. What did they say?
They just said, you know, he couldn't understand, but a lot of bad words, basically.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. Maybe they, you know, they are thinking, they figure out so fast, mm-hmm. they're a scammer, and also they're trying to make fun, make joke.
Okay.
They're just mad.
I see. So, 不要嘲笑我了,这个意思,是吧?
对。
Okay. Very interesting. Okay, well, so let's listen one more time to 今天的对话。
林医生您好，我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李，您可以帮我把时间调整到下午吗？因为工作原因想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点，您看可以吗？
你好，你好像发错了电话，我不是林医生。
谢谢你，我去查看一下号码，祝你周末愉快。
没事啊，祝你周末愉快。
谢谢，你也是，太客气了，很有素质，看你好像也是华人。
不客气，其实我不是华人，土生土长的美国人，但是在中国学习过一段时间。
不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了，我的冒失没有打扰到您吧？看你的中文很好的，你很厉害。
没事，我得走了，马上要和家人出去吃饭，也希望你找到林医生。
好的，祝你玩得愉快。你有 WhatsApp 吗？我加你，以后有空互相学习和交流。
第二天，5月14号星期天，下午5:09。
轻轻的问候，深深的祝福，昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思，祝你母亲节日快乐。
5月16号星期二，下午3:59。
谢谢，您是个善良有素质的人，我在加州，您在哪个州？出门在外，注意安全。
So now it is time for pronunciation training. And basically that is the part of each show where we take the words and the phrases from today's dialogue and we break them down and build them back up into longer sentences so that everyone can sort of listen and practice along at home or anywhere you happen to be.
好的，下面是我们的发音练习。无论你是在家里、在车上还是在别的什么地方，欢迎你跟我们边听边说边练。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。
我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。预约。前两天，前两天预约。 在周二早上。去检查。去检查的小李。在周二早上去检查的小李。前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。
你好，哪位？
我是前两天预约在周二早上去检查的小李。
因为工作原因，想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点，您看可以吗？协调，想协调一下，下午3点。把时间定到下午3点。想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点。因为工作原因。因为工作原因，想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点。您看可以吗？因为工作原因，想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点。您看可以吗？
请问您为什么要改预约的时间？
因为工作原因，想协调一下，把时间定到下午3点，您看可以吗？
我是土生土长的美国人，但是在中国学习过一段时间。土生土长，美国人，土生土长的美国人。我是土生土长的美国人。一段时间。学习过一段时间。我是土生土长的美国人，但是在中国学习过一段时间。
你的中文很好，看你好像也是华人。
我是土生土长的美国人，但是在中国学习过一段时间。
不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了。误打误撞，发错信息。误打误撞发错信息。误打误撞发错信息给你了。输入错了号码。 的确是我输入错了号码。的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了。不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了。
你好像发错了电话，我不是林医生。
不好意思，的确是我输入错了号码，误打误撞发错信息给你了。
昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思。冒失，昨天的冒失打扰到您了。昨天的冒失打扰到您了。昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思。
为什么你半夜给我发短信？
昨天的冒失打扰到您了，不好意思。
Okay, Vicky, so have you ever gotten any kind of a scam phone call or any scam text messages before?
是的，是的，我最近也上当受骗，差一点上当受骗了。不过那是个很长的故事，我们可以以后再说。
That sounds good. In fact, later on, we are going to have a former friend of the show. His name is Kappa Jal, and he's going to come back and tell us a story about a time that he was actually almost scammed as well. Yes, it'll be very interesting.
看来大家都有类似的经历。
Yes, yes, it seems like it. It definitely does. I want to mention one thing too. The scammer, the very last thing that they said to me was, 出门在外注意安全. And I find it interesting that the scammer thinks I should be safe out there, but it seems like it's sometimes more of a risk to stay at home and be on your computer and get phone calls because people can scam you, right?
是的，是的。
那他应该说，那你宅在家里。注意安全。But anyway, so one more thing I would like to say to, I know that they're not going to listen, but just in case, you never know. I would like to thank him or her for 误打误撞的当我的中文老师。
误打误撞的当了你的中文老师。
Yes, I would like to thank that person for accidentally being mine and all of our listeners' Chinese teacher today.I know that they didn't mean to do it, but we definitely learned something from them.
是的，是的，不光是中文，我们也学到了一个 important life lesson not to get scammed.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so 今天有两个提醒。
对，听了今天的课，希望大家千万要小心，不要很轻易的上当受骗。
Yes, so just be safe out there. And 还有一个提醒，那就是学好中文，增加魅力。
好的。
All right, and until next time, 再见。
好的，再见。